Sagt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Baba Basra, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hei. Marchikin es Asulam, I have to distance my ladder. Remember, Mem at the beginning of the word, when it's not part of the Shoyrish, means I have to do something. I have to project. Rachuk means far. Marchikin means I have to create a distance. I have to move my ladder. Min HaShoyvach, from my friend's birdhouse. Shoyvach is a special place where someone raises doves. And this Shoyvach is in a courtyard that is in between the wall, between the two courtyards. Now, I want to put up a ladder against my wall. I have to make sure that that ladder is 4 amos away from the dove house. Why? What am I worried about? The reason for this is to keep the Nemiya away from the birds. The Nemiya shouldn't be able to go up the ladder and then jump and attack the birds. What is a Nemiya? It's a little animal, some say a weasel or something of that family. And it could jump from the ladder and kill the birds. Now, I can't say, well, it's not my animal that's killing your birds. What do you want from me? And the answer is, but I'm providing a ladder for them to jump onto your birds. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Vesakoisel, and you have to distance the wall min hamaz chila. You have to distance your wall 4 amos away from your neighbor's gutter. That's the pipe where the water runs off. Kidei sheizoykev es hasulim, so that my neighbor will have room to put up a ladder when he has to clean out this pipe. Now, the way that maschila was, it was a large, open kind of a pipe. It ran along the edge of the roof, and the rain that comes down the roof goes into this pipe. It happens to be close to the boundary between me and my friend's properties. And I want to build a wall now, alongside the gutter of my neighbor. So he can tell me, please, 4 amos away from this pipe. You see, if it gets clogged and the water is not coming through, let's say it filled up with grass or branches or dirt or pebbles, I need room to be able to place a ladder and climb up to clean it out. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Marchiken es HaShoyvach, you have to distance this dove home, this place for the doves, min ha'ir, from the nearest city, 50 amos. 50 amos, that's like 100 feet? That's right, and we'll soon explain why. And you can't make one of these dove places, even in your own property. Unless there's an empty space of 50 amos in all four directions. You see, the birds fly out of their home. They don't stay at home the whole day. And they're looking for food. So if there's a garden nearby, they'll swoop down and help themselves. If there's a field nearby with grain, they'll come down and help themselves. So if I want to raise doves, it has to be 50 amos away from a city. If I want to do it on my own property, I need 50 amos in each direction to make sure my birds don't eat from my friend's field. Rabbi Huda says, Beis Arba Koirin. You have to leave an area of 4 kor. A kor in each direction, a base kor, a square kor in each direction. A kor is equivalent, says the Batnura, to 30 saw. And 1 kor is 274 amos. Either way, it's obviously a much bigger shear than the 50 amos that Tanakama asks for. The reason Rabbi Huda wants the dove place, the shoivach, to be so far away is because that's meloi sheger hayoina. That's how far the dove will fly away from its home. The Batnura explains it can fly further, but in one shot, without coming down to rest, that's how far they will fly. The Tanakama also agrees that birds fly further than 50 amos. But most of the time, they eat in the first 50 amos. Rabbi Yehuda says, but not all the time. Sometimes they'll eat even further. Now, the im lekachai, if a person buys property that already has this shoivach on the property, then afilu beis roiva, even if the land is only a quarter of a kav in each direction, hareyu bechizkasei. So it retains a chazakah. Whoever put this dove over here, this dove house, had a right to keep it there. There's an established chazakah. That means an assumption that at one point the neighbors didn't mind. They said, it's okay. We're not worried about your birds. They didn't stop him from building it. He had it there for a long enough time that now that someone else comes along and buys it, he gets to keep that chazakah. The neighbors can't say, well, now we decided to change our mind. or say, no, he never had permission to build it to start with. No one made an issue of this till now, so we assume the earlier owner did build it al pi halacha, and therefore whoever buys it buys the right as well.